Hello and welcome to Wounds Canada's podcast series, The Wound Care Team. In this series, we will bring you our latest news, hot topics in wound care, and introduce you to wound care experts from around the world. The information provided in these podcasts is relevant for the whole wound care team. So make our podcasts part of your regular routine and share them with your colleagues. Spread the word and listen up for important updates on our virtual conference. I'm your host, Jackie Hickey. Thank you for tuning in and joining us today, where we will be speaking with Peggy Ahern. Peggy is Wounds Canada's Director of Strategic Initiatives. Peggy has been a staple in the wound care arena for many years, as well as the development and advancement of Wounds Canada over the years. As a nurse, Peggy has walked the walk and talked the walk in all aspects of healthcare, working with Wounds Canada from its inception and serving as its executive director. She certainly represents Wounds Canada and wound care well. In our last podcast, we heard from Wounds Canada CEO Miriam Batros and Education Director Crystal McCallum, where they helped us understand the leap Wounds Canada made going virtual with their annual wound care conference, Wounds Canada 2020. In this show, Peggy will guide us through the key components of a virtual conference and how to maximize your virtual experience. Peggy, welcome to the show.
Thanks, Jackie.
Peggy, I started this question with Miriam as well. So I want to also ask you the same question. Tell us a little bit why 2020 is a special year for Wounds Canada.
Well, 2020 actually marks our 25th anniversary. In 1995, Dr. Gary Sibbald had the vision that we needed a Canadian Wound Association. And he worked with Kathy Harley and myself in setting up what started as a meeting, which continues to be our flagship event. And now we are 25 years later, huge journey with lots and lots of developments. So we're very excited to be able to celebrate this and look forward to having all of our stakeholders participate in it.
So it is a bit of a celebration as well as your traditional annual conference.
Absolutely. Our annual conference is the biggest educational event of the year in Canada, but it's also where people look forward to networking. Some of their colleagues that they only see once a year. And there's always lots and lots of social aspects to it. So people come to learn, but they also come to network and have fun.
And, you know, it's interesting because last year when I attended, I found that, you know, people were having the conversation about, you know, I've tried this product or I've tried this method and how's it working for you? And being able to have that camaraderie and that that connection and that kind of face-to-face is important for practitioners because we do tend to learn from each other. So I'm excited to hear about how Wounds Canada's virtual conference is going to be able to accomplish this because I hear it is. Let's just talk about a little bit about the due diligence that Wounds Canada went through in order to, you know, find and secure this virtual conference platform. What are some of the things that delegates can do before the conference to ensure that they get the full experience?
Well, as I mentioned, this is our flagship event. And in this particular event, we've actually combined three smaller events into what we're calling a mega conference. There are over 50 sessions that go over 5 days. So one of the first things to do after you've registered is to look at the agenda, decide which of the events are really important that you attend, develop your own curriculum. But if there are events that you want to attend, but you physically can't be there because it is a 9-to-9 schedule. We do have every single event recorded. So within 24 hours of the live event, you can actually be part of some asynchronous learning. So develop your agenda, look at the agenda, develop your curriculum, and come to the event with that in mind. Secondly, network with your colleagues and your friends. Again, there's going to be many, many hours of meetings. So decide when and where that you can network. We are going to have a networking lounge. We know that, like we said, networking is a huge part of the event. But check in with some of your friends and find out if they're going to be there, when they're going to be there, and set up little times that you can get together. One of the other things to consider is that this is going to be accessible on all devices. But to get the best reception, we recommend that you use either a computer, a laptop, an iPad, or a tablet. So those are just a few things to think about when you're preparing to attend our event in October.
Great. Now, an important note to take into consideration with virtual venues is the time zone, because we are going to be having people come from all across the country and even the territories, which is very exciting, as well as internationally. So what are some things that people should be aware of from that perspective?
Yes, because all of the sessions are going to be recorded. So within 24 hours, a live session is available. The other thing that we're doing to allow better access is the entire program is going to be archived for 2 months, including the exhibit hall, post-meeting. So there's no reason for anybody to miss any session that they are interested in. Three of the days actually go from 9 a.m. to 9 p.m. And we did this deliberately because the conference is going to be so accessible that we felt that we wanted to accommodate all the time zones, not only across Canada, but in Europe and other areas as well. So it is, like I said, it is very accessible. There's no travel, no accommodations. You can go on to fit whatever fits your schedule. Even if you're working, you can come on in the evenings. So as I said, three of the days will be 9 to 9. The other two are 10 to 6.
Okay, so if there's a session that's running at, say, 9 a.m. and you're on shift, can you still capture that that session at a later time?
Yes, because all of the sessions are going to be recorded. So within 24 hours, a live session is available. The other thing that we're doing to allow better access is the entire program is going to be archived for 2 months, including the exhibit hall, post-meeting. So there's no reason for anybody to miss any session that they are interested in.
That sounds amazing, because a lot of times you'll go to a conference and you'll be in a session and you're trying to diligently write down and you miss some things. So this way you can always go back within a 2-week period and re-listen to some of the sessions. So that, I think that's a great opportunity. How do delegates connect to the conference platform? Like how does this all come together for someone, you know, on October the 14th, day one, how are they going to get to the conference?
Okay, it's very easy. All you do is go to woundscanada2020.ca. You register, you put your email in, there's no password, and then that takes you right into the conference. So you'll go into the outside of what looks like a conference building. It opens up into the lobby. In the lobby, you'll see everything is three-dimensional. There'll be avatars moving around. We really tried in designing this program to really replicate the look and feel of a real conference. We want people to have the aha moment when they go in. We want them to feel like, wow, I really feel like I'm in a Wounds Canada event. But it's really easy. So during the 5 days, you can either stay logged in and go back and forth as you desire or as you deem fit, or you just log in. And as I said, there's no password. You just go to the website, put your email in, and you're right into the conference.
That sounds exciting. And for those people that enjoy that whole social media aspect and the gaming and, you know, the avatars in the virtual world, I think this definitely is going to deliver on behalf of Wounds Canada. This virtual conference is really going to, as you said, you know, replicate the years of live conference through this virtual venue. How do you maximize your virtual learning at the conference?
Well, as I mentioned, there are over 50 sessions and they cover every single aspect of wound care. There's something for everyone, whether you're a beginner, you're just getting into wound care, or whether you've had a number of years of clinical practice. The sessions are very comprehensive. There's lots and lots of interactivity. We always include case studies. We include, there'll be polling. So people can really increase their knowledge through being very, very active. We also have a number of sponsored sessions. And these are great opportunities for our delegates to come and to hear from some of the companies with some of their new products or new services, or just some new research. And I think the companies work very hard to bring in the absolute top speakers. I mean, we have the key opinion leaders from around the globe this time. But I think you'll find with the sponsored sessions, the companies work very, very hard to really get the absolute top speakers. So the other thing that people should be sure to visit is the poster hall. Every year, people submit abstracts and they're reviewed by a committee anonymously, and the best ones are selected to do oral presentations, and then the remaining posters are in the poster hall. And again, in an attempt to really replicate the live meeting, we will have a poster hall at this event. And there will be set times during the agenda for networking where the poster presenters will be at their posters to answer questions. So again, this has been something over the years that's been really popular because it really showcases the latest developments in research, in advocacy, and in all aspects of wound care. We also will be focusing on a lot of things to make the conference very engaging. One of the most popular sessions over the years has been what we call our Wound Jeopardy. This year, we've combined it into what we're calling Trivial Pursuit. So this is going to be a question and answer trivia on not only wounds, but a little bit on the history of Wounds Canada. Wounds Canada was incorporated as the Canadian Association of Wound Care. And there have been lots of milestones over the 25 years. And some of us have sat down and put together some questions to test people's knowledge on some of the milestones of those 25 years. The other thing I wanted to mention was that we are using gamification, and it's our way to really make the program fun and to engage the learners. For every session that you attend as a delegate, you will get points. If you go to one of the sponsored sessions, you will get points. If you visit an exhibit booth, there will be points awarded. And as you accumulate your points, these will be posted on what we're calling the leaderboard. And there'll be prizes for people who accumulate, who have the most number of points. So we've got some, what I think are really exciting prizes. My personal favorite is an Apple Watch, and that's kind of the grand prize. But there's something for everybody. There's Swarovski necklaces. There's different kinds of AirPods. There's different kinds of electronics. And actually, at every single sponsored sessions, there will be a draw for a prize. And from what I understand, there'll be some coupons for Uber Eats. So nobody needs to go hungry while they're sitting, listening, and following the conference.
Well, that the all those things that you mentioned are very exciting. You know, when you talked, first of all, when you talked about the Trivial Pursuit, and it, you know, it's also a celebration. It's a 25-year anniversary. So the walk down memory lane sounds like it should be fun. And, you know, conferences not only are educational and engaging and we're there to learn, but there's also the fun aspect. And I think this sounds like there's going to be a little bit of fun there. So everybody's going to have to do some homework before they attend that session, it sounds like. The leaderboard as well, you know, Peggy, again, a lot of times when people go to conference, they enjoy the aspect of going and speaking to, you know, the vendors and going to the exhibit hall, and the bonuses that you're adding in there with the prizes is a great opportunity as well. But tell us a little bit about the exhibit hall and how people can interact with, you know, the vendors and the industry leaders, because that's a very important part of going to a conference as well.
Absolutely. We are thrilled that this year we have a sold out exhibit hall. We have many of the companies that have been part of Wounds Canada for many years, but we also have some new ones. And this is a great place to find out what's new, what's exciting, what research is being done. And at every single exhibit, you will have the opportunity to have a live chat with members of the company. So you can have a chat for video, through audio, or through text. It's a great way to find out what's going on in the world of industry. And we really encourage all of our delegates to go to all of the booths. There will be a scavenger hunt as well. And some of the things that you have to find will be in the exhibit hall. And again, there'll be prizes for people who complete the scavenger hunt. Our corporate partners are such an important part of our success in having this event. And we really, as I said, encourage all of our delegates to support them. Go and meet them, chat with them, find out what's going on in their company, but just let them know that you're there and that you're interested. The other thing I wanted to mention now is a little bit more about the networking lounge. That's another way that you can have meetings. So if you want to have a small meeting with some of your colleagues, or go and meet one of the faculty, you can have meetings in the networking lounge. And again, they can be through video, through audio, or through text. Now, these are public meetings, so they're open to anyone. But it's a great way to stay in touch, to catch up, to just do a little update. The other thing in the networking lounge is that our faculty will be there at certain assigned times. So if you want to meet one of the faculties, just check out the schedule in the networking lounge and they'll be there and they'll be available for, as I said, video, audio, or text chats. And we would love for you to come and meet us. Come and meet the Wounds Canada team, meet the board of directors. We'll all be there and we'll all be accessible. And I should mention too that during the entire conference in the lobby, there will be two desks. One will be an information desk, and my colleague Miriam and Batros and I will actually be manning that. But there'll also be a desk to help if you have any kind of technical problems. We're hoping that the conference will be seamless, but if there is ever a technical problem, there will be someone from VFairs and from Wounds Canada manning that desk 24/7.
So, you know, I think the important thing about all of this virtual conference, you know, Wounds Canada 2020, is yes, it's going to have that feel of live, of a live conference. And, you know, when you mentioned the networking lounge, the ability to be able to connect and have that conversation, you know, you may not necessarily be standing in the hallway chatting with your colleague, but you're going to have that same feel. And I think, you know, 2020 has been an interesting year for us. And I think most of us have reached that comfort level of being virtual. But having the help desk, I think, is going to be, an excellent bonus so that, you know, sometimes people feel, oh, I don't want to press that button, or I don't want to do that, I don't want to shut the whole system down. But this sounds very seamless. I'm not going to say simple because, you know, sometimes it's not simple, but I think it's seamless and I think it's user friendly. And, you know, what you mentioned earlier on is don't be afraid to go to all of these different areas within the conference and utilize them to your maximum. You have the ability to do that over the 5 days and beyond. So this, you know, it sounds like you really have replicated that live conference feel. And, you know, Wounds Canada and the team has obviously done an amazing job in doing that. Peggy, I just want to end with, you know, one question. You know, I know it's important to celebrate the 25 years and the milestones, and I know that you guys are going to do that. But, you know, what can delegates be guaranteed at this inaugural virtual conference, Wounds Canada 2020?
Well, that is an excellent question, and they can be guaranteed the absolute best in education. We have invited speakers from across the world, really. We have done an agenda that was based on actually two needs assessments. So we think that, as I said before, there's education and there's something for everyone. Whether you're a beginner or you're at the advanced level, there are sessions for you. You can also meet with your colleagues. Again, this is the flagship event of the year, not only for us, but for the wound care community here in Canada. And it's a big opportunity to find out what's going on in wound care, to make those connections. Maybe there's people that you've read their articles or you've seen their research, and they'll be there. So the networking is huge. And I think the other thing that we never want to lose sight of is just to have fun, just to kick your feet up and get involved and enjoy all the activities and in the end, really to help us to celebrate this 25 year journey.
You know, it's amazing when you said kick your feet up. And I think, you know, the one added bonus to this virtual world that we're living in is that you can kick your feet up and nobody's going to judge you because they can't basically see you from that perspective. So you can sit at 3 o'clock in the morning. If you're a night person, you can sit there at 3 o'clock in the morning and attend the conference. Peggy, thank you, so much for sharing a bit about Wounds Canada's journey over the past 25 years, as well as giving us a teaser for the inaugural virtual conference, Wounds Canada 2020. Wounds Canada has certainly not wavered from its traditional high quality conference offerings, and I'm sure it's going to promise to be the educational, interactive, and engaging conference it always has been. The countdown is on to Canada's largest wound related event. October 14th will be here before we know it. So make sure you register today at www.woundscanada2020.ca. Well, that's our podcast for today. We hope that you've gained some new perspectives and will pay it forward to your wound care colleagues. Together, we can wipe out wounds and educate healthcare professionals everywhere. Be sure to visit Wounds Canada at www.woundscanada.ca and through social media at Wounds Canada. Add your comments and share your learnings. We want to hear from you. And don't forget to register for the fall conference, Wounds Canada 2020. You won't want to miss this year's virtual venue. Thank you for being part of the wound care team. And until next time, be safe, stay healthy, and spread good healing.